VWA mobile.
4 VWA, this is KN4MMF.
Come in. KN4MMF, how are you today, sir?
Too bad, been testing out a little battery box and a little roll-up J-pole. Been kind of testing things out today. Seems to be working pretty good.
Hey, as long as this works, it works. It's good. You're full quieting into the computer, into the repeater. It's a good signal. So where are you located?
In Fountain Inn, kind of near the Fountain Inn High School. It's funny, I'm kind of down in a little hole back here near a creek, and usually I have some issues getting out, but today seems to be working pretty good. So.
Well, doing very well. Steve on this end, who have I got over there?
Good to meet you, Steve.
4 o'clock in the afternoon. What are you doing, out playing hooky from work?
Me and my wife have a couple little small businesses that we run, and today I finished up most of my to-do list that she gave me, so kind of had the afternoon free. I figured I'd get my stuff out and play around. It's been too long since I messed with it.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I've been playing with mine just a little bit too much lately, and I've been trying to build a HF antenna for portable application, and I'm just not having too much success, but I guess you can measure success in knowing what won't work.
KB2HXS.
Sometimes you gotta fail all the right ways first before you find the right way.
That right. Oh, KB2HXS. What's happening, Dave? Jump in here, I'm in, Mac.
Yeah, pretty good. Well, the antenna is officially on the tower.
Oh, after how long? Now, which antenna is that?
It's the Diamond X200A. It, I did a test with Ann over on 3-3, and I went from an S1 from last Monday to an S4, so I gained 3S units, which is approximately, give or take, about 9 dBs of gain with the height.
Ew. You're just coming up in the world now. How high up in the air is it?
The base of the antenna is 50 foot, and don't forget, you know, it's around the back of the house, so it's not, you know, still, as far as I'm concerned, a little bit below grade, but that's okay, you know, no worries.
Definitely sounds just fine, doesn't he, Max?
Coming in loud and clear over here.
Best is if you can hear me on the input. I flipped over to the input. Where are you at, Steve?
Oh, I'm way too close. I'm over here on, forgot what road this is. But I'm fixing to be down there on Jug Factory here in just a minute.
Well, you're popping about an S3 on the input. I don't know where the heck you are, so you know where I'm at. I don't know where the heck you are. I ain't from around here.
Well, yeah, I should be doing that. I'm close by. I'm probably 4 miles by the crow fly.
The other gentleman, I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. Was it Mac? Very good, Mac. Max. Is it Mac or Max? I'm still dumb.
Max with an X.
Max, okay. Dave here. I'm in Greer. Well, Greer, as Steve would want me to say it. Calls are KB2HXS, Hotel X-Ray Sierra.
My dad lives over in Greer. He's been there for a long time.
The proper way to pronounce Greer. If you're from Greer, it's Greer.
That is a fact.
Confirmation from a homegrown source.
I'm getting there. I went out and bought a utility trailer. What else I got to do? Been eating what?
Grits there, Max. I tell you what are we going to do with him? Grits. G-R-I-T-S. Southern delicacy.
Now, I like grits. I just didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry. Maybe you mumbled. Yes, we love grits. I like grits. And I'm not going to quote the movie either, you know. What's a grit, you know?
We are just about to complete the assimilation of this person into the Southern culture. He's all right.
Hey, if they're eating grits, then yeah, it's pretty much complete. My wife asked me, no, wait a minute. That was that movie you were talking about, My Cousin Vinny. I remember that one with the... talking about a grit tree or something like that, but do they grow on a tree?
No. No self-respect in the Southern that eats instant grits.
Of all the folks from up north that have come down here, Dave's all right, Max. So we try to cut him some slack. Oh. Well, so have you got the wire up also, Dave?
That's another day. I had to get off the tower. My legs were starting to get a little tired. I was up there for a good hour. I had my friend Patch here giving me a hand. I put a pulley up so we can hoist up the 5-gallon bucket with the tools and, you know, what I needed. So it worked out really, really well, you know. the SWR is still flat, no issues, you know, no problem. It's up there. But the heck, you know, I'll give it a try and see how people hear me tonight on the net.
Well, in the meantime, did you tell me that you bought a MaxCon?
Yeah, I got that the 10-280 MaxCon up right now.
Good. All right. Well, I'm trying to figure out some way that I can put up a pole, that I can put a pulley at the top of the pole at 30 feet. And put the pole in a tripod. Doesn't that sound like a challenge?
It's easy to do. The only problem is, are you going to put one of the ends up, or are you going to put the ballon up in the middle?
Inverted V. And I'm going to put the ballon up, and I'm going to run it up with a pulley. And, hey... the only problem is finding a material to make the pole out of that won't flex and bend over.
Okay, here's two problems, okay? You can get, excuse me, Max, I'll pass it right to you in a second. You can get an extension pole, or you can do what I did and put one pole inside the other and kind of make your own extension pole. And second off, you have to have a standoff arm. You cannot have that ballon next to the pole. It'll throw your SWR off. You have to have it at least 3 to 4 feet away from the pole.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. But with that MaxCon, I ran it up with an aluminum pole, and it did just beautifully.
All right, Max, get in there. You saved me. KP2HXS.
Hey, y'all are educating me. I'm just listening. Y'all would laugh if you saw my setup. It's just a little roll up J pole that I stick on like a 10-foot PVC pipe that I stick in a little chimney out here in the porch.
My machine got a little fried egg on your signal, but not bad. Let's see if I got this. Yeah, I've got I put a couple of house mounts on the side of my house before my tower went up, and I got a pole on that with a little standoff pole, and I've got my MaxCon on there, and then my dual banger just went up on the tower a little while ago.
Shed in the backyard that we put in last summer, and I was thinking about attaching something to the side of that shed and running some coax up here to the porch, but hadn't got around to it yet.
I'm just rolling my power down here. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to have to jump out for just a couple of minutes here. I got to go pick up something at the flying field. Dave and I tried to fly today. Wind got up to about 20, so couldn't do much of that. So anyway, I gotta go out and handle the gate and get unlocked and get in and pick something up and then head back out. So I'll be back in there with a few minutes. So I'll be right back. K4 Viv, yeah, I'm clear.
All right, Steve, I might be gone. I'm heading to the hot tub right now. I just turned it up a few minutes ago. The wife and I gotta take a little dip, and then I'm done.
Good, y'all guys. Take care. K4 MMF.
Thank you. All right, Max, very good. I wrote my power percent. I'm probably doing about 10 to 15 watts. Did I get any noisier?
No noise over here. I actually bumped my power up on this last transmission. I don't know if that helped with the, I believe you called it egg frying. That's a new term to me.
Yeah, sorry. I've been a ham for a few years. Been a ham longer than Steve. But no, you sound fine. No, the fried egg is just like a little sizzle in the background. You know, it just gives you a little better indication of your noise level when you're coming in on low power or something. But no, you're very good. Now, what is your QTH?
Kenwood TMV71. I just got it sitting here on a table with a little battery box powering it and going through that little J-pole.
No, not your setup, your QTH. Where are you?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm not good with the lingo yet. I'm in Fountain Inn, down here near Lawrence County.
KI4DOS.
Hey, there's trouble. Hey, Gary, just one second here. All right, Max, I'm going to turn it over to Gary. Go ahead, Gary. KI4DOS, KB2HXS.
Well, first off, Dave, when you get out of the hot tub, you'll be half baked. You won't be plum baked, you'll be half baked. And the term is bacon, frying bacon instead of eggs. That's all I've ever heard is bacon. And the other thing is the Q signals aren't supposed to be used on VHF or HF either on phone. They're designed for CW operators. Of course, we all use those Q signals, but a lot of the new amps don't know what QTH and stuff like that is. Over to you, Max, KI4DOS.
Yeah, I'm not good with the lingo, even though I've had the license for a few years now. I actually did it to take over my grandfather's call sign when he passed away. I hadn't gotten around to taking that over yet, but that was kind of the goal, to get the license and everything. He did it when I was growing up, and so just kind of continued on from there.
I'm sorry, Gary. I apologize. I wasn't trying to offend anybody. All right. No problem. Gentlemen, I'm gonna jump out of here. Have a good afternoon, Gary. It's all yours. Have a good day. Good to meet you, Max. KB2HXS, listening from a distance.
Steve was talking about a push-up mast of some kind. If he don't want it to bow over, he's going to have to put guy wires on it. It's the only thing I can tell him. I've got a 40-foot push-up galvanized mast, and you get it up 40 feet, and it still has a tendency to bow, and if you put a inverted V or something like that on it, it's going to be pulling on it in two or three directions, and you got to get something to kind of counter that. But I was just pulling your chain a little bit there, Dave. Hope you have a great afternoon. Enjoy your hot tub, and we'll be talking to you a little bit later. And Max, I get on here and I irritate and aggravate a lot of people about stuff such as the Q signals, and if you throw your call sign out there and you say listening or monitoring or something like that, I may come back and fuss at you a little bit about that. Because if you throw your call sign out, it's common sense. People know that if they hear you, that you are listening. So I don't know why. I guess we just got complacent in using those terms. But I pick it a lot of different people, and of course they pick right back at me.
I hadn't been a ham too long, only a few years, and so yeah, I'm not up to date with all the lingo and everything. But yeah, I've definitely done the listening before and all that stuff. So.
Well, I hope you get a little more active in it, and if you enjoy it half as much as I do, you will be thoroughly enjoyed in it, in the hobby. There's so many different aspects of it. You can do just about whatever you want to do. I had another ham friend that's, I was talking to him one day about putting up one of those digital TV antennas. And he looked at me sort of funny, and he says, "Why are you going to do that?" He said, "Don't you have UHF and VHF antennas up?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Just run them through a coax switch and run them over to your TV." And I said, "Well, duh."
We either, yeah. That's pretty cool.
As we don't think about it until somebody else says it, and then all of a sudden the light comes on. And so I haven't done it yet, but I'm... I'm still thinking about it, just to see what I can do. There's an app or a computer site, a website that you can go to, and it'll tell you how many TV stations that you can hear from your location and tell you where they are. And the last time I looked at it, it said I could pick up like 123 stations. it said I could pick them up from Atlanta and Charlotte and all kind of different places, which I don't really doubt. But it was just kind of amazing to me that the number was as high as it was.
I hadn't messed with TV antennas in forever. I just stream everything over the internet. I know one thing I want to try with the ham stuff is try to get into the satellites and talking to those. That would be pretty interesting. I hadn't got around to trying it yet, but it's definitely on my list.
Just remember, you got an uplink and a downlink. You'll need a 2-meter and a 440. I don't remember which is uplink and which is downlink right off the top of my head, but if you've got both of those, you can do satellite work. And the best thing to have is an antenna, like a set of beams that's got 2-meter and 440 on it with a rotator that does elevation as well as azimuth. And that way you can track the satellite as it moves across.
Pretty fancy setups on YouTube with antennas like that that'll do the tracking and everything. It's pretty interesting. I did, when I bought my first radio, I bought the Kenwood TMV71 for that purpose, because I knew it would do, it's true dual band, and it'll handle both 2-meter and 70 centimeter. So.
Well, I don't have one myself, but I know Ham has got one for sale, and I may pick it up just to have another one here at the house. I've got so many radios now, I don't know what to do with, but my wife keeps telling me, you can't talk on but one at a time, so there you go.
Same thing about my guitars. You can only play one at a time, but that doesn't keep me from having way too many.
My wife says, you got to remember one thing, it's, the price of their toys. And she says, my toys are getting way too expensive. So, Max, I'm pulling in here to the driveway at the house. I've enjoyed talking with you this evening. Come back and do it again sometime, I hope, in the near future. You take care, and we'll say 73 for now. And just to make sure I got your call sign right, KO4MMHF, or give me your last three phonetically, KI4DOS Mobile.
So November 4, Mike, Foxtrot.
All mixed up anyway, so we got it corrected. KN4MMF, KI4DOS, 73 there, young man. Have a great day.